Today, more and more voices are calling for these natural history collections to be decolonized. The museum wants to meet these demands. To begin with, we opted to break away from an outdated way of exhibiting things. From now on, we're no longer using the idyllic pure nature presentation of the past in which humans did not appear and the emphasis lay on exotic and impressive scenes. The old dioramas have given way to a new setup in which the dynamic interactions between humans, animals, plants and climate are put center stage. Some people want to ban all stuffed animals from the museum. Personally, and as a biologist, I would consider that to be a terrible loss, from both an educational and a historical perspective. Biologists, too, can help reveal the disastrous scope of colonialism. The taxidermy collections were primarily compiled during the colonial period and are thus a reflection of the collection mania of that era. That is precisely why I would leave them on display, with the appropriate explanation, of course. For example, many people don't realize that during the colonial period, hunting sometimes went so far that the very existence of certain mammals, such as the mountain gorilla, was endangered. In the end, that led to the establishment of nature reserves. That had serious consequences for the people who lived there, and these consequences are still visible to this day.